Today on Travel with Rick Steves, we'll find out why Buenos Aires is one of the world's most popular cities to visit. And we'll check in with listeners who'd like to talk a little more about things they've heard on the show in recent months. Let's open the hour as we try to get in sync with the distinctly Spanish way of enjoying life. For instance, the hours people keep in Spain can be a real surprise for visitors, who might be accustomed to eating an early supper and going to bed by 10. For an insider's look at living like a Spaniard, we're joined now by two guides from Madrid, Amanda Buttinger and Federico Garcia Barroso. Amigos, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Federico, you live in Madrid. You are sort of a quintessential Spaniard. What is it about Spanish character that a traveler needs to understand to kind of be able to go with the flow in Spain instead of being struggling with it?
Well, there are so many stereotypes, but I really think that one of the ones which is real is that we work to live. We don't actually live to work, you know. It's just something that we try somehow. We try to enjoy life.
So when you look at an American, you see somebody who's inclined to have too much, trying to do too much, going too fast, living to work, and
exactly,
you work to
yes.
live. What about that? You've got the famous siesta time. Everybody's out strolling in the evening. How does that bring your life more joy?
Well, this is still nowadays is actually a kind of a debate, you know, because nowadays we are really wondering about that. Is it really, really a good quality of life for Spaniards? Because we have a long lunch and never-ending siesta. And, you know, the reason for that is because the sun is shining for so many hours that we obviously do things in a different way that Scandinavians do. And that consequently, that brings a kind of bad reputation as lazy people. And we are not lazy people. It's just that we do things in a different way, nothing more than that.
So it's driven by the power of the sun, really. During the middle of the day, you're just
Absolutely.
Smart to lay low, get in the shade, take a break, take a nap, and be out and be industrious when the sun goes down.
Exactly.
All right. Amanda Buttinger, you've been in Spain for 15 years or so, but you're from Maryland.
Yes.
And
yes.
you moved to Spain to study. Why'd you end up staying? Did you fall in love with a Spaniard or something?
No, I fell in love with Spain. I fell in love with Spain, and I had a couple of Spanish boyfriends, and every time I broke up with them, my mother said, "Are you ready to come home?" And I said, "No, I'm in love with Spain."
Really?
Yeah.
A Maryland
in Madrid,
girl.
In yeah.
love with, what is it about Spain that you would find it's where you want to live your life out?
Well, number one, Madrid is a very easy city to live in and an easy place to be. And the people are just very generous and welcoming. And the language was, for me, was a very important thing to be a part of and use every day. And the markets and the food. And
so you like the tempo of life?
Yes, yes, yes.
Federico was mentioning how, you know, you can live to work or work to live. Do you find that there's a different priorities in Spain, or is that just
I agree. I agree with Fede. A lot of times also, you know, Spanish people can be very efficient, but sometimes they choose not to be. They like their coffee break at 10 o'clock in the
so
morning.
So they know
maybe.
It's inefficient. They just, this is the way
yes,
we do it.
Yes.
Not, it's not
you
bottom
know, this,
line. Everything's not the
exactly,
bottom line.
Exactly.
You earn your living taking American groups around Spain. What advice would you give to an American to appreciate Spain as you have and as you fell in love with it? I mean, some people can come to Spain and come away just with frustration. Other people can come away really inspired by the Spanish
I think
love
go with
life.
The flow and really observe the situation because Spanish people in the north are very different from Spanish people in the south and Spanish people in the center in terms of how they interact with you in the restaurant and
observe,
sit back and watch the people a little bit. How do people order?
What's an example? Let's say you're in Madrid. You go
in Madrid, people, you don't say please and thank you and may I, you know, if you learn your Spanish phrase book and you're saying seven different words for that you want a coffee with milk, what you need to do is just say a coffee with milk.
Okay.
Maybe add a please, por favor.
Right.
Un café
now
con
you
leche.
Go down to Andalusia in the south. How is
yeah.
it different?
They're a little bit, you know, they use more words and you might be using a little bit more of the please and thank yous down there. Might take a little longer to get the bill also.
And something else, you see, in most of the cases when we talk about Americans and Canadians who come for the first time to Spain, they may think that they visit a country quite similar to Mexico, Argentina, Costa Rica, you know, because
right.
of linguistic and cultural reasons. And then suddenly they discover that we are closer to France and Italy in many other ways. And that is quite seductive. That is actually a nice surprise for most of them.
You know, that is interesting because I bet the average American going to Spain is looking for something related to Mexico. And you've got the language in common, but a tortilla in Mexico is different than a tortilla in Spain.
Very much. Very
now,
much.
Federico, when Portuguese or French look at Spaniards, what is their impression of Spaniards?
I still remember the last time I was in Lisbon, I could see a really elaborated graffiti located on the walls of the fortress on the top of Alfama. And he was just, in a very immaculate way, he said, "Hey, tourists, shh, respect our silence. If you want to speak loud, go to Spain."
Is that right? So Spain's famous for being up raucous.
Yeah.
Wow. Amanda, you're an American who's lived in Spain for 15 years. How do you think the French and the Portuguese look at Spain?
I agree. I think loud and in a conversation, the Spanish people always want to win. The three of us are talking, you know, there's no pause waiting for the other person to finish their thought. It's, I speak louder than you?
You got to get in there. You got to be aggressive. And
yes.
I find the same thing with ordering when I'm in a tapas bar.
Oh, yes.
You don't wait
yes.
for your
yes.
turn. You got to bully up to that bar and let it be known, I want my whatever.
It becomes a challenge.
Federico, what are the sports passions in Spain?
Football, European football, basically.
So soccer. Yeah.
Soccer, exactly. Yeah. What you call soccer, exactly. I'm not much into that, but even if I tell you my father is a soccer trainer, you know, but that is a Spanish passion. It's a Spanish
and when you go
everywhere.
To the soccer stadium, what's the experience like? What do you eat? What do you? How do you dress?
Well, it's actually quite casual. You know, people go in a very friendly way, and it's becoming quite common. You know, to take any bocadillo, a Spanish sandwich, you know, mm-hmm. and just enjoy your sandwich just in the middle. Of a game, you know, people start eating the sandwich and a nice drink, and that's it. And I have to say, I've been in those two big, big stadiums, Real Madrid in Madrid and the Camp Nou in Barcelona, the Barça, and they are actually temples of soccer. And even if you don't really like very much soccer, just go and feel the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. That's you know, when I was working on our guidebook in Madrid, I mean, the local guides considered this soccer stadium one of the great sights mm-hmm. of Madrid. You go out there and you make a pilgrimage out there if you're a soccer fan. Our guests, Federico Garcia Barroso and Amanda Buttinger, are professional tour guides from Madrid, as we discover the uniquely Spanish ways to enjoy life, like they do in Spain right now on Travel with Rick Steves. Amanda, I was in Spain and it occurred to me you've got this invasion of vast American food chains and so on, and there's almost a reaction against that, and the local sandwich shop would say, you know, this is the Spanish thing to eat. How do Spaniards feel about the invasion of American fast food, or do they react to their own fast food instead?
Well, I live in a pretty residential neighborhood, and the Burger King line is quite long on the weekends, and they're all Spanish people. So I think, I mean, the Spanish people do use the eat at the American fast food chains, and their Spanish fast food chains too.
They've of got course, that. And then you go to the city center, and you find how those foreigners go to those Spanish
exactly
places.
So the foreigners are saying, "I want to go to a local place," and the local yeah. people are hanging out at Burger King.
Yeah.
That is kind of
But
irony.
there is a relatively new Spanish fast food chain called Cien Montaditos, yeah. and it's basically Spanish tapas for very cheap, mm-hmm. and it's very, very popular with the Spanish people.
Would some Spaniards think, I'm tired of being invaded by American fast food?
Let's go to the Cien Montaditos, yeah.
So there would
yeah.
be that sentiment.
Yeah, yeah.
What's for breakfast, Amanda?
People don't have big breakfasts. Coffee with milk, hot chocolate and a roll, a piece of toast, and then again they have that mid morning break, so 10:30, 10:30, 11.
Because dinner was quite late, so you still are enjoying your dinner.
Even
you
well,
up,
yeah, maybe. Exactly.
And Federico, when you were a child, what are your memories of breakfast?
Actually, something quite easy as all the things that we have, but especially chocolate, Spanish chocolate.
Yeah. Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
With churros?
With those churros. The
Describe
churros.
This, because this is one of my favorite experiences. I'm not really into donuts and sugary drinks, but when I'm in Spain, chocolate con churros.
Exactly. It's actually something quite Spanish. And I will say, specifically Madrilenian, you find that actually in Madrid City, some of the best chocolaterias, where you order for a very cheap price that cup of hot chocolate, very dense, all right? And then you dip in that chocolate. Those churros are the thin ones. Porras are those ones that are a little bit thicker.
And these are cigar-shaped donuts, kind
exactly.
of.
Exactly.
And very greasy, and you put it in the sweet chocolate. And this exactly. is where you, this is sort of the nail in the coffin after you've been drinking late at night and you go and have a chocolate con churros at 3 a.m. after the disco is done or something.
That place is open 24 hours. Mm-hmm. That is
what is the place? I know the place. What's
San Ginés.
San Ginés, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And Amanda, when you think about Spain and all the diversity in Spain, what part of Spain would be considered the most quintessentially Spanish from a language and a culture
think,
point
I think
view.
Salamanca has a great academic history
Absolutely.
And wonderful language, and
Absolutely.
A lot of people go there for the real Spanish experience to study and to live.
We actually have a proverb in the Spanish language that says, quien quiera aprender, que vaya a Salamanca. if you want to learn something, you have to go to Salamanca. Salamanca is a place where supposedly in those Renaissance times, you know, cultivated people were there learning the immaculate Castilian language, you know, and many more things. And then we find those universities now. Still nowadays, it's a university town.
So Salamanca is like 1 hour northwest from Madrid or so?
Two and a half hours.
I was going to think Andalusia, because many of our cliches of Spain, flamenco and all that, are down in Andalusia in the south. But this is interesting here. Two Spaniards explained that Salamanca is the pure Spain, Castile is the pure language, and Salamanca is the Oxford or the Cambridge of Spain, the historic university town.
Exactly.
And it's got, I think, the greatest square in all of Spain, the Plaza Mayor.
Oh, it's a beautiful square.
Totally.
That's where you need to just sit down and have your coffee for 3 hours or your glass of wine for 3 hours.
I agree. Let's finish this discussion about being a Spaniard by sitting on the square, the Plaza Mayor, the greatest square in Spain, in Salamanca. What would you do? What would you see? First Amanda and then Federico.
Sitting back and watching the people, but also watching the colors on the stone of the architecture. It's just this really, really special color stone, and it changes throughout the day. And you can watch that as you're watching the people change in their daily routines, walking through the square, going to work, sitting down themselves, waiting for the musicians, the tunas, to come out and play their song. And
so the troubadours, the tuba bands, flirtatious men's choirs and with their tambourines and their guitars.
And their capes.
And their capes. Genteel and chivalric. And then surrounding you are statues in all the niches of all the great Spaniards. Federico, continue our magic moment in the main square as the sun's going down in Salamanca.
Yes, actually, Madrid and Salamanca, if you enjoy architecture, they are offering to you the best, undoubtedly the best examples of Castilian civil architecture. But it's much more than that. It's just to sit down there and enjoy the atmosphere.
So you're going to pay extra to sit at a table on the square, but it's not going to break the bank.
And
one of the best deals around. You'll pay double compared to sitting at the bar. But don't shy away from that. It's a good thing. Pay the most.
In America, they bring the check before you've actually put the fork down on the table to finish your meal. And there you can just sit and linger and nobody will come and bother you.
Beautiful. Amanda Buttinger and Federico Garcia Barroso. Gracias.
Gracias. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, Spain is a lot different from what you can expect to find in, say, Mexico or Cuba. There's at least one popular corner of Latin America that feels a lot like Europe. Coming up next, we'll take your calls at 877-333-RICK as we explore Buenos Aires together on Travel with Rick Steves.